Hi.
Hello, is this Nick Clyden?
Speaking?
Hello, I'm just ringing from Free Legal Advice Center, just ahead of the phone appointment there next Thursday.
Thanks a lot for ringing back. I did immediately send an email back after the last email from you, but then I got an automatic response that you don't actually read emails to that, and that I'm still haven't actually yet uploaded the documents which you requested me to send, but I will do so. And I thank you.
I'm just looking at it now, this email, we don't generally look at the inbox, but I'm just looking at your email here now, so in terms of the, I don't really, all of the, I suppose the transcription there of the conversations and things, in terms of the clinic next week, it'll be 15-20 minutes, you know, which is quite short, you know, so, the volunteer also will probably be looking at the information whenever they call you, you know, so I suppose what might be most helpful is if you're able to set out the specific questions, you know, for the volunteer for next week, you know, if there were certain questions around procedure or something that can be covered within the clinic, you know, that would be useful, you know, so like say, if you had like a Word document, or you could even email back to certain questions that they could cover within that 20 minutes, that would be useful, I suppose. Does that sound like it might be helpful for you?
I completely understood the, even back then, that I'm supposed to do so, and that there can be a problem that there is, this may be considered to be more than one topic, and so may not fit into 15 minutes, but I need to do more than one thing. So I need to complain against the judge at the Judicial Conduct Committee, and I need to get a judicial review, and if you can do one or other of those things, then that would be great. Well, if you could advise me on one or other of those things, then that would be good. If you could actually represent me, that would be better. I know that's being rather optimistic. Do you know, is it more likely that you will be able to advise me about the Judicial Conduct Committee or about judicial review?
I'm not too sure. No, to be fair, I wouldn't be a lawyer myself, so it's probably more one that the lawyer would be able to speak to. But I guess what I would say is maybe judicial review, because that seems to be the area that seems to be most difficult to kind of get your head around, you know, for the lay litigants. So maybe if you want to focus on judicial review and send some questions in about that, as I say, maybe like to try and just, as I say, keep them to, you know, what would help you within the short clinic time, that might be helpful then if you just stick to judicial review.
So I certainly do not know about judicial reviews, whereas I do know a bit about laws about judicial misconduct. So I have read about judicial misconduct, and I basically know nothing about judicial review. So we can focus on judicial reviews then.
Okay, that's perfect. Well, and will you upload the query, or will you email it in, just so I can keep an eye for it, and maybe can give you a ring if it needs to be once it comes in?
I may do both, but I'll definitely do at least one.
Okay, perfect. So I'll keep an eye for that, sure, over the next couple of days, and maybe on Monday I might check in if it's come through, and check, because I'll probably send the information off to the volunteer on Monday, just to give them, I suppose, a bit of a heads up, maybe just a couple of days notice, just in case. I'll probably send them the information on Monday, so if you wanted to, even if you're able to do it, like, you know, at some stage before, say, Monday, over the weekend, or, I mean, by tomorrow would be brilliant, but obviously tomorrow's quite short notice, so even by Monday, and I can have a look at it then on Monday, and maybe give you a ring, and if needs be, just if anything needs clarified.
Oh, well, it's certainly not short notice to do it by today or tomorrow. I mean, I did realize during the previous week that I was supposed to do it. It's when I got the when I got an email about having to upload via a website that instead of emailing, I was concerned that maybe if I would access that web page once and upload one document and find that I didn't have time to perhaps upload an additional document, that it might not let me access that web page again to upload it. So that's why I held off to do it to make sure that I got enough done in one go. And unfortunately, I have a lot of simultaneous processes right now which you cannot help me on, so that's why I'm still working on them. I'm hoping to go to a post office today to post them. I've been, let's see, so I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 25 documents which I've been working on since our last telephone call, not related to us, which I have to print and post, and I still have a few more to do right now. So I am very appreciative that you want to help, and I need to help you to help me. But unfortunately, lots of
Busy
persons,
man.
exactly, too busy.
Yeah, no problem. Well, no worries. Well, in that case, sure. As you say, if you want to send it through or upload it by some date today or by tomorrow, great. I can have a look at it tomorrow and ring you tomorrow. And if not, then I'll give you a ring. I'll have a look for it Monday morning, and I can give you a ring on Monday, sure. And then hopefully we can get put together, or we can get a little a few questions put together that might be answerable within the short time then next Thursday, if anything.
Thanks a lot for wanting to help, and let's do our best.
No worries, no worries, Nicholas, and thanks, and sure, I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Okay, take care, bye.
Thank you.